Okay, so if I do this, you'll give me more money for the bingo.
Yes, Glenn, I'll give you money for the bingo. Just do it for me, will you? Please. I need to win this challenge. Come on. Please.
Okay then, so I just pressed the button.
Oh, you've already pressed it, you silly woman. Right, just start speaking.
Hello, everybody. It's Gordon's Gran here again. I'm just back from the bingo and he's asked me to do another favour for him because apparently he's heard something from Cup Bosman, whoever that might be. You really keep friends with strange people, you do. Get some proper names like George and Gerald and stuff.
Just shut up, woman.
Oh, sorry. Yes, and it made him remember an embarrassing story, apparently, which he's asked me to tell you all. Okay. Let me see if I can read his writing. I've not got my reading glasses on, but I'll get there eventually. Okay. Approximately, what was that, 8 years ago, he was out at a meal in a place called Bar Roma, which is an Italian restaurant, if you haven't guessed by the name. It's quite lovely, actually. There's a really nice looking waiters. Oh, the waiters. Oh, just gives an old woman a wee hot flush thinking about those lovely Italian waiters.
Grand.
Oh, sorry. So he was in Bar Roma and he was having some drinks with a friend, and he tried as a starter some prawns. And now he never had prawns before, apparently. And I've been telling them for ages, just eat your fish, because your fish is good for your brain.
Gran, hurry the fuck up.
Okay, sorry. So he had prawns for the first time, and he thought they were really lovely. Anyway, that night he was going home and he decided that he would go into Woolworths because he had a little bit to drink and he thought he'd spend some money on some DVDs. But unfortunately, while he was waiting to buy some DVDs, he felt his stomach rumble a little bit. And he was like, oh no, this doesn't feel good. So he put the DVDs down and left. He was still about 10 minutes from home. And then unfortunately, oh, what does that word say?
Shit.
I can't say that, I'm a lady.
Okay.
He did some brown stuff and it ran down his leg apparently. And it wasn't very pleasant. And he had to walk home, all the way home, to get to the toilet so that he could get it all washed off and finish it. But unfortunately, when he got home, he couldn't get his key in the door. So he had to get his flatmate up out of bed to let him in and had to walk past him with this smell and go into the shower and basically wash himself down. Oh my god, I'm just so ashamed. She's my grandson and I've just said that.
Here's your 50 quid and a bugger off to the bingo.
Oh, okay, thank you, son. Hey, bye.